is a wild thing. And he'll be joining us throughout season 2024 with his thoughts, obviously, on the NRL. Mark Spud Carroll is on the line. Morning, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Richard. How are you, mate?
Oh, terrific. Looking forward to the game tonight. Quickly, though, your thoughts on the doubleheader from Las Vegas last Sunday, Mark?
It was a brilliant sort of experience for the players, fans. Didn't they turn out for fans? But sort of also shows the quality of our game. It's only first round, but it was like a semi-final. The pace was great. The referees put the old whistle in the pocket. And then, you know, look at the games we've got this weekend. Mate, they've got to pull their finger out and go up another level, otherwise they're going to be left behind.
Hear, hear. Look, and I can't go past without asking you about the Spencer Lenu Ezra Mam situation. Do you agree with Latrell Mitchell that if found guilty, and it seems a fait accompli, maybe that he should cop at least a half season ban? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, firstly, racism should be in any sport, also in life in general, mate. So that's just a no go. And, you know, punishment wise, I've got no idea. I just think, you know, rugby league, NRL have probably dropped the ball a little bit. They should have been taken care of straight away, not waiting another week. Because we seem to be all we do is talking about that instead
yes.
of the games this weekend. But yeah, I reckon, you know, whatever the fine, it's got to go with a fine. These fines these days, you know, $1,500, $2,000, mate, hit him with a $100,000 fine.
Wow.
And then we'll see what happens.
Look, one of your former teammates, John Halpawadi, took to social media and said, and I'm quoting here, if you can't handle a sledge, don't play sport. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, so, yeah, but Hop, I love Hop. I played footy with him, and back then, we used to give it to each other. And, you know, I know it's life has changed, you know, the PC and the world, all sorts of stuff. In some ways, I agree with him, because when we're at training, we could call anyone names, okay? But when it came to game time, if you called him something, you know, that's when we retaliate regards, you know, the punishment, the way we play. Back then, we could hit people. You know, in our day, if that happened in our day, Richard, the next tackle, he gets taken out.
Now, a subject that's very dear to your heart, more particularly your head, because you have been diagnosed with possible CTE. I noticed down the AFL, children and adults who suffer a concussion playing community football will have to sit out for at least 3 weeks. However, the return to play protocols haven't changed for the AFL and the AFLW. I think it's 12 days. It's still 11 days in the NRL. Do you think it should be a mandatory 3 weeks?
Over 3 weeks, sometimes it's not going to help sides regards, losing players. But you can't do it, mate. You just can't have areas where there is, a computer told us 11 days, Richard. It went from a week to 11 days. What's a bloody computer know? They just put stats in. I know myself as a kid, concussion, age of 14, 15. Violently ill, which does happen. The next week I just play. Sure, it's a different game, a different manner, but if you look at now, these players, they are looked after, they should be, but I think it should be 3 weeks at least. Boxers stay out of the game for 4 to 6 weeks.
Now, tonight's game here at Newcastle McDonald Jones Stadium. The gates open at 5:15, the New South Wales Cup game, and there's a few players in that that are going to be worth having a look at. That's at 5:30, and obviously the clash between the Knights and the Raiders, 8 o'clock tonight. Should be great. Look, if it's anything like that elimination final played here in Newcastle last year, this should be a cracker of a game, Spud.
Yeah, it should be up there. Home ground advantage, packed house, great weather. And thinking about games, you know, trial games, it's there for timing, passing, skills, drills, moves, but now it's the game time, isn't it? So I'm expecting a really good performance by Newcastle. They've got plenty to choose from. You've got Kroger's come up from Penrith, Cogger, and he's just he's on the bench.
Yeah.
So shows how strong they are.
All the Knights will be wearing a black armband as a respect for the club's founding father, Lee Morne, who passed away last week. His funeral is on Monday. The early game tomorrow night, the Warriors take on the Sharks. Obviously, New Zealand hoping to continue where they left off last season with a win at home. I'm going for the Warriors. Who do you like?
Yeah, I think Warriors as well, mate, at home. I think home ground advantage is massive in the first round. And they've certainly got a following over there. Well, they call them the Wars. But, you know, they've also, still about to shake out the centres. I'm really looking forward to seeing what he can do for a break from rugby league, from rugby union back. He's, he had so much input. They've got big forwards. They're going to go really, really well this year. So I'm going to go to the, I'll go to the Warriors.
He's going to the Warriors. The 8 o'clock game tomorrow night in Melbourne at Amy Park. This should be a ripper. The Storm take on the Panthers. Munster, still a little bit of a question mark over Cameron Munster, isn't there? And, of course, great to see Ryan Pappenhausen back for Melbourne.
Yeah, I heard with regards to Pappenhausen yesterday from their management that he's a good chance of missing. So that's it's a bad piece of the jigsaw puzzle missing, but can they still do it without him? I just think they can. They got this thing about Bellamy. He's leaving at the so-called end of the year. I think the players will dig deep and get him another win.
I'm going for Melbourne too. All right, the early game Saturday, Parramatta take on the Dogs. Both sides obviously looking to improve on what was disappointing season for both teams last year. Again, I'm going for the home team, Parramatta.
Yeah, I think I'll go for Parramatta as well, mate. We keep joining in together. Yeah. Parramatta, this has got to be their year. They've got two big mobbers up front. They've got a goal kicker at 80%, got a fantastic fullback. They've got to do it for their fans. And last year, remember, they come out the blocks very slow. I think they'll numb from three at the start. So we'll go Parramatta.
Okay. The late game on the 7:30 game on Saturday. It's up on the Gold Coast. The Titans take on the Dragons. Gold Coast on obviously a mission this year under new coach Desi Hasler. A new look forward pack. Who do you like? I'm going for the home team, the Titans, here against the Red
Bull. Yeah. Well, I've got to go with my little mate Desi Hasler. I'm looking forward to seeing him on the box for Fox Sports with that massive hair. He's got massive hair again. He's got to get his fingers through it. But I'm really looking forward to he's a good mate of mine. So what's going to happen every time he gets interviewed? I've got to give him a rating out of 10. His performance and. The thing about it, he's got all new meat up there, Richard. He's got new people who have got no idea who this bloke is.
Yeah.
And he talks in riddles. That's how busy he is. He loves playing the game. So I'm going to go for Titans.
Yeah, he's minus for Feeder and Campbell, though, too, tonight. So it makes a big difference to the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Final game, just the one game on Sunday because we had the two over in Las Vegas last weekend. The Dolphins take on the Cowboys. This should be a ripper too. Obviously, the Finns hoping to go one better in their second season in the NRL. But being minus Gilbert, though, that's a big blow. He's out for the season. But again, I'm going for the home team, the Dolphins.
Yeah, Port Bugger. No one likes to see injuries last for a whole year, but they've picked up Flegler. They've also picked up the centre there being... Herbie, Big Herbie, what a great name, Herbie. Herbie's out in the centres from the Broncos. They've got stronger, so I'm going to go the Dolphins, spins up.
All righty, mate, always good to talk to you. Look, do you agree with Peter Vlandis, the ARO Commission Chair, that rugby league has now overtaken AFL as the greatest sport in Australia?
I love Peter, and I agree, yes.
Good on
you. He should run for Prime Minister. He gets selected. He gets things done, doesn't he?
Yeah, he certainly does get things done. Mate, great to talk to you. Look forward to doing that right throughout the season and go the Knights tonight.